Good morning, everybody. It's great to be here. Looking forward to our service today. Thank you for joining us on Facebook Live. Today, I want to start a series. Actually, we've been talking about grace the last few weeks, and it's led us into what I call the ships. So today, I'm going to begin talking about ships. And I'm going to continue talking about ships for the next 5 or 6 weeks. And I'm not really talking about the ships that you see on the ocean or sea. I'm going to use those as illustrations. But I'm going to talk about the first thing is going to be relationship. And then as we continue on our journey, we're going to get on a few different ships. And next week, the ship I'm going to talk about is worship. But again, this week, we're going to talk about relationship, building a relationship with Jesus, but also having a relationship with each other as believers, and how we treat each other as families. So we're going to start with that. Again, it's awesome to be here. Let me start out by saying a word of prayer. Dear Lord, thank you so much for this church, Lord, for this community, Lord. Thank you for being here, Lord. Thank you for your presence here in the sanctuary, but also your presence with the folks that are watching at home, Lord. Just thank you so much. Lord, I just pray that everything we do here today, Lord, honors and glorifies you. Be with us again as we begin this series, Lord. I just pray that that again we just honor and glorify you in everything we do. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, I want to keep things fairly normal. I want to affirm our faith by reciting the Apostles' Creed. If you're home watching, you can join in. But again, I want to keep an order that's similar to what we do when we're all here. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead, he ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Again, just thank you so much for joining in. I wish we were in person today. Hopefully, I know we're not going to be next week, but hopefully after that we can start seeing each other face to face again. I just pray that we get this pandemic under control and life as we love it and that seems more normal, we'll get back to that state. Again, I know God's still in control. And he's going to take care of us. Again, today, I want to start talking about relationships. I'm going to read scripture. I'm actually going to read from Luke 12, 13 through 21 in just a second. But before I do, again, this journey that we're on, this journey that we call being a Christian, has many stages. It has many stages. When we were talking about grace, I explained that grace, even before we accept grace, God is showing us that grace every day, and then we respond to the grace. And then we come to a knowing knowledge of Jesus Christ, and we enter into a relationship with him. And again, that relationship we have with Jesus is where I want to go today. And to be able to do that, we have to know Jesus. We have to know who Jesus is. And we have to know who we are in relation to him and what we're supposed to do. So again, this first ship is relationship. And I read an interesting story a week or two ago, because when you're on the ship and you're sailing, you're communicating. If you're the captain of a ship, you're communicating with other ships and with other things that are on the sea also. So as we're on this journey, as we're in this relationship, it's important for us to communicate. But this one ship captain was going on a certain course, and all of a sudden he hears on the radio, and they call his ship number, and they says, They tell them, you need to go 3 degrees to the north. So the ship captain comes back and says, no, I'm on a steady course. You need to go 3 degrees to the south. So a little bit later, the person came on again and says, Captain, you need to go 3 degrees to the north. Again, he said, I'm on a course. I'm going the direction I'm going. You need to go 3 degrees to the south. And finally, the voice came back on and said, I can't go 3 degrees to the south. And the ship captain said, why not? I'm captain of a big ship here. I can't just turn my ship. And the voice came back on and said, well, I'm a lighthouse. The lighthouse is there to show us where the danger is. And when the lighthouse tells us to change course, we have to be willing to change course. Just like that ship captain, he did go 3 degrees to the north after he realized that he was talking to something that was stationary, that was something that was constant. That lighthouse in our life is God. That lighthouse is Christ. We can see danger because of the light they project and their proximity. So our relationship to them allows us to see the danger. Again, we're going to talk about this journey more. We're going to talk about this voyage more. But I want to go ahead and read the scripture now. And again, it comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 12, verses 13 through 21. It says, some of the crowd said to him, Teacher, tell my brother to divide the family inheritance with me. But he said to him, Friend, who set me to be judge or arbitrator over you? And he said to them, Take care. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of possessions. Then he told them a parable. The land of a rich man produced abundantly. And he thought to himself, What shall I do, for I have no place to store my crops? Then he said, I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build larger ones. And there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, be merry. But God said to him, You fool, this is very night your life is being demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, whose will they be? So it is with this, those who store up treasures for themselves, but are not rich toward God. And this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, again, I just come to you just to give you thanks, Lord. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being on this journey with us, Lord. Thank you for calling us to this journey, Lord. I just pray as we go through the message today, Lord, as we deliver your word, Lord, I just pray that everyone listening hears it and responds. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Again, we are on a journey. The journey is a long one. Many times, I've said this the last couple of weeks too, that many times as Christians, we think of being saved, or when we accept Jesus' saving grace, that justifying grace, that, hey, our journey's over. We're saved. He's done for me. He's secured my eternity, so this journey's over. In reality, that is a point in the journey. That's the most important point you can make. Entering this relationship with Jesus is the most important point you can make, or the most important decision you can make, but it's not the end. We're on this long journey, and it lasts the rest of our life and through eternity, so it's important to have a relationship with Jesus. And looking at the scripture, it talks about materialistic things. And we live in a world today, we live in a society today where we place a lot of value on materialistic things. We place a lot of value on that. And it's okay to have stuff. It's okay to have nice things. But those can't be our number one objective. Because once we enter this relationship with Jesus, our number one goal is to become more like Him. So our number one goal is to have a stronger relationship with Jesus every day. And if those materialistic things get in that way, then that is a problem. But you see, we need to be following Jesus' perfect example. And again, although we live in a world that has become more and more materialistic, we've got to be on constant guard not to place our faith in accumulating stuff. The next few weeks, as we talk about the other ships, I will always refer back to relationship. Because again, this relationship with Christ is the most important part of the journey. It's the part of the journey that lasts the longest. It's the part of the journey that gives us our security. And in today's scripture, Jesus reminds us there's going to be some dangers along the way. There's going to be some dangers along the way. Matter of fact, he used a couple words in the scripture. One I read from the New Revised Standard Version. It says, take care. If you read the King James, it says, take heed. And then it goes on to say, be on your guard against all kinds of greed. Or beware. So as we're on this journey, we've got to always be on our guard. We've got to beware for the dangers and the obstacles that are out there. The distractions that get in our way of growing a relationship with Jesus. Again, we live in a world where we get so much, or people seem to get so much satisfaction just by possessing stuff. Could be a nice home, could be nice cars, it could be whatever. Some people just enjoy buying things. And again, the stuff itself, there's nothing wrong with it. But once that stuff, once accumulating stuff becomes more important in our relationship with Jesus, then we've got to back up. And that's what I want to talk about today when we get to that point. When we start talking about how this accumulation of stuff, how buying things, how storing things becomes more important than our walk with God. That's what I want to concentrate on today. Because these things cannot guarantee happiness. Accumulating stuff, no matter how nice they are, how new they are, they get old, they wear out, and the new wears off, and we become less satisfied with them. So we cannot buy contentment. We cannot buy contentment. So there's many things more important than possessions. But you see, some people have actually sacrificed relationships for possessions. Not just relationships with each other or with their family, but also relationships with Jesus. Because these things get in the way. You see, you could end up with a big, nice home and be there alone. Or you could have a nice boat and not have anybody to go to the lake with you. Or how about health? As I get older, I concentrate more on my health, and I think about more of my health. My health is a lot more important than getting stuff. And plus, when you're pushing so hard, to gain these material things, sometimes that hurts our health. And what good is that if in the process of gaining the stuff we want to gain, if our health suffers? Maybe in our life. Mark 8:36. It says, what should a man profit to gain the whole world but lose his soul? Again, we should be a lot more concerned with our soul and the souls of other people than we are with accumulating stuff. So what should a Christian life look like? What should it consist of? In James 4, 6 through 10, we're given these instructions. But he gives all the more grace. Therefore, it says, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning, and your joy to dejection. Humble yourself before the Lord, and he will exalt you. You see, to have a solid relationship with Jesus, we must be humble. We must have humility. We must be humble. You see, this is where our relationship has to start. Once we accept Christ, this relationship needs to be the most important thing in our life. My wants, needs, and desires anymore are not as important because I want to have this relationship with Christ. I want each day to grow closer to Him. And in James, it tells us as we grow closer to Him, He comes nearer to us. That's our goal. You see, we have a perfect example. We have a perfect example. Oftentimes, I've told you the last few weeks also, we argue about so many things. We argue about so many things. It can be, it seems like whatever we argue about, whether it be health-wise or whether it be theology-wise, it all turns to politics. And we can argue all day long, but as Christians, while we're arguing, people are still going hungry. People are still dying without knowing Jesus. We're losing our mission. We're losing our mission because we want to be right about certain subjects. We need to be more humble because our goal has to be more like Jesus, and Jesus walked the earth humbly. if you really want to be successful, and you want to look at characteristics of successful people, I've had the opportunity to know some people I consider to be successful, and humility, humbleness is one of the best characteristics they have. They also are kind. They're also kind. Everybody I know, when they made it in business or they made it in, to be successful other ways, they know how to treat people. As Christians, we're called to treat people well, whether they agree with us or they don't agree with us. You see, but we can't begin to do this until we submit our life to Him. We have to fully submit our life to Jesus to become more like Him. You see, there's nothing in life more important than this. Not accumulating stuff, not gaining position or possessions, but nothing can be more important than becoming more like Christ every day. You see, possessions are not worth. Possessions nor positions are worth sacrificing our relationship with Him. You see, if we do that, we're getting a bad deal. We're getting the short end. Even though we're getting stuff that we may want, if we're sacrificing our relationship with Jesus, we're going to lose. You see, Jesus calls the man a fool who lays up his treasure for himself but does not work on his relationship with God. Jesus said that instead of working on material things, that we need to seek first the kingdom of God. He says that in Matthew 6:33, that first we need to seek the kingdom of God. That should be our number one thing, is to seek the kingdom of God. Then everything else is going to fall into place for us. Because once you start living a right relationship with God, once we start having that relationship and start becoming closer and closer to Jesus Christ and get closer to the example that He's laid for us, when we have that right relationship with God, we start having better relationships with everybody we meet, including our family. You see, when I'm at a good point in the relationship with Jesus, you see, I'm a better husband. When my relationship with Jesus is strong, I'm a better father. I'm a better son. I'm a better brother. Not just family relationships, but it corrects all our relationships. That right relationship with Jesus makes you be a better friend. It makes me be a better teacher, a better pastor. So our number one goal, if we want to have these things and these relationships with other people, is have a great relationship with Jesus. Again, our number one priority. Each day we should be able to look back and say, hey, my relationship with Jesus is stronger today than it was yesterday. While we're on this voyage, it's almost like practice. If you play a sport or if you're studying for a test, it's almost like that, because each day you should be getting more like Him. More like Him. Sometimes as Christians today, when we talk about holiness or when we talk about Christian perfection, people don't want to talk about those things because I can never be perfect. I can never be holy enough. And you're right. We're never going to make it to be perfect as we think Jesus is being perfect. But you see, that doesn't stop our goal of being. Our goal, that is, to be more like Him every day. Our goal is that perfection. Yeah, we're going to come up short in this life. We're going to come up short in this life. We're going to have struggles for days. We're going to have struggles for weeks. Sometimes these struggles last longer. But when we do, we have to repent. We have to get on our knees, and we have to start working that relationship again. Because, again, that has to be the number one priority in our life. This relationship with Jesus has to be the number one priority. Again, next week I'm going to start talking about worship on the journey. And if we don't have a relationship with Jesus, when we start talking about worship, it becomes meaningless. Again, I'm going to tell you what the definition of worship is next week. And also, as we continue on this journey, again, I will always go back to relationship, because everything we do has to be to build this relationship with Jesus. You see, the most important measurement of a person is not how much stuff we accumulate, how much stuff we have laid up for a later date, but the way we measure our treasure is by how many people we're telling about Jesus every day. How many people we go through and we tell them about our relationship with Jesus. We need to be sharing our testimony. Once we have this relationship with Jesus, we need to be telling people how wonderful it is. We've got to be sharing it, because He's blessed us with an abundance. You see, because our relationship with Jesus is far more important than anything we can possess. And when we bless abundantly, we need to share it. So we need to share this good news. And as we go on this voyage, when we talk about these other ships, we're going to talk about sharing our testimony and how important that is, because that's part of growing our relationship with Jesus. But I want to close in a second. And I just want to tell you, I pray that if you're hearing this message today and you haven't entered into this relationship with Jesus because you haven't accepted Him as your personal Savior, I pray that you do that today. Again, I've never met anybody that's made a decision for Jesus that regretted it. And again, if you're watching at home and you need me, my number is on Facebook. You can call me. My number is on the church website. Call me. I'd love to talk to you. I'd love to pray with you. But if you're ready to make that decision, I pray that you make it today. Also, if you're watching and you've been on this voyage for a while and you need to grow closer to God and you say, you know what, I haven't been living like I should, and I want to start walking back towards Christ. I want to start building that relationship. I pray for you today, too. I pray that you make that decision to rededicate your walk with Jesus, your voyage with Him. And again, just please join us on Facebook Live next week as we continue our journey and start talking about worship. But again, I love you. I miss you. I miss seeing you this morning. And I pray that you have a great week. If you need me for anything, please give me a call. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Again, it's wonderful to see you. Or wonderful to be here. I hope to see you soon. Again, stay healthy physically. Stay healthy spiritually. Read your Bible. Study His Word. Build that relationship with Jesus. It's the most important thing we can do. I want to offer a benediction. And again, I hope to see you real soon. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this wonderful church. Thank you for this community, Lord. I just pray for each person who has heard your word today, whether it be through this message on Facebook or another one. Lord, I just pray that they come to know you, Lord, that they start to build this relationship with you, Lord, it is a long journey, but it's very rewarding. Lord, I just pray for each person as we continue this week. I pray that we stay humble, Lord, we stay kind, and we show your love and mercy and grace to everyone we meet. In Jesus' name, amen.